There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The new radio program on the Northern Plains is cranking up for another hour. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon, all fired up to be at the fair on Friday for 811 Day. Todd Mitchell will be there a little later on today, as a matter of fact, and then back for K-Fire Cafe Friday. We're going to have some darn fun with the folks from the 811 Call Before You Dig gang, giving out goodies like 811 T-shirts and concert tickets to Keith Urban, and this should be a lot of fun. So come on by Big White Tent. Right by the main entrance, be there with What's On Your Mind, live and on location. So we were obviously on the air at 9 at the fair, and the fair opens at 10, so like just bust through the gate and come find us, and you'll get some freebies. Also brought to you today in part by our friends at Polar Service Centers, the tank experts that you can trust for all your tank trailer needs. Listen up, truckers. If you're hauling a tank, I'm telling you what, these folks get her done. And they are in Kildare. They are expanding to Williston. They're also in Billings, Montana. And right now they're searching for talented technicians to join their team, too, paying competitive wages, up to $35 an hour. And you get free housing in one of their company townhomes or your choice of $700 a month in housing allowance. Benefit package, super competitive, includes one of the best health care plans in the business with nationwide coverage. A lot of people like that. That's a nice little feature there as well. So apply for a technician position today by calling Polar Service Center 507. You're going to call Terry. Tell him Scott sent you. 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. And if you need a tank wash, you know, that's serious stuff. Very serious stuff, especially if you're hauling oil or gas. You know, they have a safety record that's incredible, and they do it right, really right. Billings or Kildare. $100 off if you say Scott sent me. No kidding. Yep. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be here this hour for the full hour on a talk radio tunnel to take your calls, questions, and comments. We're waiting for Kev to join us, then we're going to get to the phones here today on the program. Actually, while we're waiting for Kevin, I'll get to a couple of these calls here. Also, I wanted to make sure you remembered, we're taking a Twins fun bus, and the deadline is coming up here pretty quick. The tickets are going fast. So if you heard me talk about this and you want to do this, make today the day you do it. Just get out your calendar and say, hey, can I do this? August 13th, Twins play the Texas Rangers in a day game. And for $129, you get a great seat behind home plate and a coach ride down there. And we're going to do the radio show on the way down because we'll leave about 7 a.m. in the morning on Thursday, August 13th. Get down there for the Twins game, 12:10 game, and then come back after the game. Now, we leave from Fargo, so if you're coming in from elsewhere and you'd like a hotel stay, we can take care of you there, too, in a fine hotel, Expressway Inn and Suites, or a Hilton Garden Inn for $100 a night. Take care of you, too, on that. So all the details, very easy to take care of them. Just call us at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776, extension 3 gets you Marie, or you can email Marie at flagfamily.com. And Twins are hot right now. We have folks that are rewarding their staff members. One group bringing three, four of the folks that just have been doing a really good job to say, hey, take a day off on me. Here you go, which is nice. Some families that are saying, you know what, we want to do it. We're going to go down there anyway, do it on the bus, not worry about the drive. We can talk more. It'll be great. You know, so whatever you think would be the best way to do it. Dave Noah, Remax Realtors. Dave, one of the premier realtors in the Fargo-Moorhead region, is our sponsor for this event. Really going to be a lot of fun. Twins baseball, Tuesday, August 13th. Fun bus going down, so check it out. Okay, Congressman Kevin Cramer's here, and we're ready to roll. Hello, sir. How are you today?
Hey, Scott. I'm doing pretty well for a guy that has to listen to John Kerry for a couple hours.
Yeah, that's coming up there. Is it going to persuade one person in the room? I mean, what's the purpose of the thing?
Well, I'll tell you, it is interesting because this is a classified briefing. It's not a Republican conference. Now, this morning I had breakfast with about 30 of my colleagues and Israeli Ambassador Dermer, and of course heard Israel's point of view on the whole Iran nuclear deal, and it hasn't changed. He was very specific about a number of issues in it. But really, I think the target for most people right now on all sides or on both sides of this deal are really probably a dozen or so Democratic members of the House of Representatives on our side, and you know probably a smaller number over in the Senate, because of course they're going to be the swing votes that will determine whether a presidential veto of a resolution of disapproval would be upheld or not. So, but yeah, you know we're anxious to ask questions. Put it that way.
Yeah, well, I understand. I mean, I is there anything that would even make you say, "Hey, this is a tough one," or is this just flat out? There's no way.
There's not to me, and the reason I say that, having read it, having read what we got last week, and on Sunday the official document was presented. There are some classified documents I've not yet looked at, but we're scheduling it right now for me to be able to go down to do that, and of course today's briefing will be classified. So it's hard for me to imagine, but there's just some fundamental things that absolutely don't work. And one of them is, Scott, I think the question, and this is the question the administration is trying to get people to ponder in their mind. What if at this point, the fact that they've signed the deal, the fact that Russia and China are in on the deal, the fact that the United Nations has now signed off on the deal prior to Congress even getting to look at it, what if we were to overturn the United States position on this, what would the outcome be? And I think you have to be able to answer that question effectively. And here's what I think. I think the outcome would be our Arab friends in the Middle East would applaud. Israel would applaud. Iran would respect us once again. And Iran's allies would have to think twice about moving forward with them as a partner. The idea that we've signed a deal with Iran doesn't suddenly make them our friend. In fact, the supreme leader and their president, their premier, their leadership in their political leadership as well as their religious leadership hates us just as much today as they ever did.
Yeah, well, we just heard that on the prayers Friday. A senior Iranian cleric said, "We will trample upon America." Well, thank
that's
you.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
Interesting. I've never sat across the table from anybody I'm trying to do a deal with and had them say, "We'd like to trample on you." Well, yes, okay, let's continue, getting the dots crossed, I's, dotted and the T's crossed here. What in the world?
And by the way, we're happy to lift your arms embargo. We're happy to lift your sanctions. We're happy to let you sell your oil into the world global marketplace.
Is this a foregone conclusion that the votes will be there to override a veto? So it, even if it doesn't pass, he vetoes it and passes the way you want it, he vetoes it. Is he going to get his way?
I'm not going to give up hope, but just to put it in the context of some history, there have been 34 vetoes on international issues in the history of the country. Only two have been overridden. One was in 1933 at a deal in the Philippines, and in 1986, the apartheid issue was the veto, Reagan veto was overridden. It's very rare, but it does happen. And so, I think over the course of history, maybe there have been 100 veto overrides, and there have been hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands of vetoes. So it's a steep hill to climb. However, there's a strong push being made by our Arab state friends, as well as to the degree you can call them friends, but our allies that are at least common enemies with Iran and Israel, of course. And there's a pretty strong lobbying effort going on by the American Israeli community, and that's a community that's not unimportant to Democrats in Congress. So it's a political will game going on right now, and so we'll see. We'll see.
All right. I want to play you a clip that, first of all, the telephone numbers, as always, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd with your questions, 701-226-8503, or you can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. There is a lot of things we've been talking about on the program, from Donald Trump to, I want to spend some time talking about the president's comments to the VFW yesterday, because I thought that was... A little bit odd, and obviously what's going on in Tennessee and the reaction to it. But we always defer to our callers, whatever it is you want to talk about. But I think this call sort of sums up the majority opinion on the whole brouhaha over Donald Trump. So I'm going to play you the call, and I want your take. Go ahead and roll that.
Sure. Well, the reason Trump is so powerful is that I, for one, and I know there's millions like me, I'm so sick and tired of a gutless, spineless Republican Party that has capitulated to this clown and Obama, and every turn we haven't stopped him on nothing, and people are just sick of it.
All right, so 30 seconds on that, and we'll pick up on the other side of the break. That's the sentiment of folks out there right now about Donald Trump. They don't care what he's saying or doing. They love the fighter spirit in him.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think the caller is exactly right in the sense that that's why he's popular. That's why he's gaining some traction and enjoying the lead in some polls is exactly to that caller's point, that they're frustrated. And there are a lot of us that are frustrated. Now, I would – and by the way, I am not one of these guys who thinks that, you know, Donald Trump ought to throttle it back or that there ought to be some regulator at the head of the Republican National Committee determining who gets to talk about what and how they ought to talk about it. I mean, the fact that we have 16 or 18 or 20 or God only knows how many presidential candidates with varying ideas on things, that's a testament to the point of democracy and freedom and the exchange of ideas and the marketplace of ideas. And then you let the marketplace determine what ideas surface and don't surface. And that's what primaries and caucuses and conventions are all about. So I like the fact that he's in the mix. I'm not likely to be a Donald Trump supporter, but I do share the frustration. No,
hang tight. More coming up. Don't go away after this.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional land auctions in Morton, Adams, Grant, Golden Valley, and Lemoore counties, and a Piper-exclusive land auction featuring the former Hudson Company Ranch north of Medora, with 20,000 acres of vast meadows, streams, and ponds framed by the rugged buttes of the Dakota Badlands. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at pipers.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Sydney, Montana. I've only been there one time, but I should go back. But then the next time I go, I'm going to visit my buddy Jim McDonald there, who for about 22 years has been at HeDolls. You know, HeDolls has it. They have the parts you need always and the expertise to help you find it. But these good people, they are really amazing. That's really the secret weapon. When you walk into HeDolls, and you interact with somebody at the counter or the person, you know, doing the on the sales side or whatever, you're dealing with a pro. I mean, these folks have been there, done that, absolutely. In fact, Jim was telling me his dad always got his parts at Hedolls. You know, so he knew it was a nice business, nice people who worked there, and dad was in the oil business and worked on his own cars and got his parts from Hedolls. So all of a sudden, Jim's going there too, right? And what's he working on? I think he told me an old 72 pickup that he's been fixing up now, and 72 Chevy. His first car was a 68 Camaro, because he loved to go fast when he was a kid. Who didn't, right? Burnt orange, though, on that sucker. I can see it now. That was very much a 70s color, right? The burnt orange. So anyway, he's certified, ASE certified, and auto parts, a few other ones like brakes as well, and a great pro. A great pro. Don't forget, they'll deliver. They'll bring it to you if you're in the Sydney area as well. So tell them Scott sent you to Hedolls. Hedolls has it. Not only the parts, but also good people like Jim McDonald out there in Sydney. 21 past the hour. Chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer to the phones in just a moment, but I want to let you finish your answer on Donald Trump. You said before the break, I probably wouldn't support the guy, but. So go ahead and finish from there.
The point of a free democracy that we have. I don't think political parties ought to censor anybody. I'm not suggesting that they are, but I know there have been some rumblings. So I just let the marketplace of ideas explode and let the marketplace determine. And in that, I think Donald Trump has a place. And in the end, I don't think he prevails as the winner, but I think his point of view gets through and it'll help shape others. See, that's the other thing. And having lost as many elections as I'd won up until recently, you know, being involved shapes the winner, even if you don't become the winner. No, I'm not saying Donald Trump's not going to, but even if he doesn't, I think he's having a profound impact on other people, and it's part of the betting process. I think it's great. So, but then, you know, I'm the last guy that gets offended by somebody's rhetoric. Consequently, I tend to occasionally offend with my own, but we don't champion that often enough anymore. We're sort of so easily disgusted, if you will, by somebody's expression that that we somehow think we should censor it. And so anyway, I think it's fine. The point I was making about acquiescing, I think there is a myth, and I mean it is, and I know people are frustrated, but this is the first Speaker of the House and the first House of Representatives in the history of our 200 plus years as a country that has sued the President of the United States. And we've been going back and forth just in the last couple of months with the judge that's hearing the case to determine whether or not we even have standing. We feel fairly optimistic that this court is going to determine that the Congress does in fact have standing to sue the executive branch. And it's over, a specific provision in Obamacare, very narrowly defined. But when you have the separation of powers that we have, and then we can sue in the judicial one against the other in the third, that's as profound as it's ever gotten in the country's history. And I know people are frustrated. We've used the power of the purse to shut down lots of things, to slow down lots of things, to cut the EPA way back, the IRS. I'd also remind people that it was House oversight that revealed what Lois Lerner and the IRS was doing in targeting Tea Party groups and conservative groups. It was House oversight that revealed what was going on in Benghazi. It was House oversight that revealed Fast and Furious. It was House oversight that actually revealed what was going on with the sweetheart loan deals from Countrywide a few years ago. So, 1,300 oversight hearings last term alone. So I wouldn't be too quick to judge the, quote, Republicans for not standing up to this president. The fact is he was elected president. Presidency is a very powerful position, and we made a political mistake two elections in a row as a country, but North Dakota did its part.
First text of the day says, "You are so wise, Kevin." So how about that?
It's not sarcastic?
It's a love fest there, right? I didn't get that it was sarcastic. All right, to the phones we go, ladies and gentlemen. And Ken in Fergus Falls, next up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Ken, are you there?
Hi, Ken.
Oh, there you are. Yeah, hi. Good morning. Great to be on. Just to reiterate a little bit on Donald Trump and what that man says, just is so refreshing again in this pathetic PC world that we're living in. I mean, you gotta call it the way it is. And I think I know all my conservative friends, myself, the heartland of America here. I'm a white male that's becoming extinct, according to a lot of people's views. But to hear somebody forget about the correctness and stand up and call it the way it is, he might not have the right verbiage sometimes, but we all know exactly what the man's saying.
Sure, sure. You know, Ken, one of the things that what I like about your point is, you know, when I listen to some of my liberal friends, some of the people I admire the most in politics disagree with me aggressively. You know what I'm saying? I mean, sure. I think we just don't appreciate the type of back and forth that they still appreciate, for example, in the United Kingdom. If you ever watch their parliament, the way they go back and forth at each other, or the way we used to in this country. And I'm not sure what the cause of that is exactly, but it's PC, as you said, but it goes both ways. You know, how often have you heard a politician say, "I demand an apology from my opponent for his offensive comments"? I'm like, really? You demand an apology? What kind of an apology do you get when you demand one anyway? You know, just let the marketplace of ideas work.
Not a real sincere one. Thanks for the call. Fred and Wayne.
Thanks, Ken.
Wants to talk about political correctness. Go ahead, Fred.
Yes, I got a comment, and then I'd like to ask Mr. Kramer a question afterwards. But
sure. Hey, Fred.
This weekend I took my grandchildren to the state fair on Sunday afternoon, and I was watching them go on these rides. They're young, and they went on to this ride where they had all these little cars on there. What's the first car they jump into? They jump into the General Lee with a Confederate flag right on the front, right on the back. They jump right into the General Lee. I said, oh, my goodness. I says, wow, those kids, they're not very politically correct. And there might be people that are really offended by having the Confederate flag on the front of the General Lee and having little children jumping onto that little car. They went around and around, and then they jumped off of that ride, and we took them right on over to the merry-go-round, and they jumped on a couple of really nice wooden horses. And I thought of the Sioux tribe, you know, how they were proud and how, oh, that's right, we can't use that word anymore. And I sat there pondering all these wonderful things there while I was eating a pickle on a stick. How does that go over with you, Congress?
So you know, it's an interesting point. It's sort of the same point, isn't it? And that's about freedom of expression. And when you squelch freedom of expression, I think in many respects you rob the marketplace of richness. Now, the great thing about your grandchildren or your children is that they don't know what that Confederate flag's history is. At least they don't look at it, jump in it, and think, gee, I hate black people, because you raise them to not judge people by the color of their skin. And that's, we take our eye off of the ball so easily. We're distracted by these other things, and in some cases it's strategically.
Fred, appreciate the call very much. Up against the break here, Lewis and Ken Mayer, Kurt and Bismarck, David in Orange County, up to Grand Forks 2 coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you. A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number, 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Top of the hour, this is What's on Your Mind, the Talk Radio Town Hall Wednesdays with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Is a wonderful opportunity for you, as the North Dakotans especially, because this man works for you, and for folks outside our audience as well, outside the, rather the North Dakota area, but in our audience, that have questions or comments and access to a member of Congress that is really unprecedented here. This has earned Congressman Cramer the accolades of his peers for holding the most talk radio town halls of anybody. You doing any Coffee with Cramer events coming up yet this summer, too, where folks can see you face-to-face?
I don't know if there's not some in Grand Forks, I know. Bismarck and Minot, for sure.
All right. And let's get back to some calls here. I'm going to go as quick as I can, so just warn everybody that if we can, get to everybody, because there's a couple things... there's just a lot to talk about today. So, and let's go up to Kenmare. Great, beautiful place of part of North Dakota. Lewis, what's on your mind up in Kenmare today?
Yeah, two things, and then I'll shut up. Have you read the TPP yet? And on this Iran deal, one thing you can do with your Democrat compatriots is when you're arguing about it, it should probably kill our U.S. oil, which in turn will kill our ethanol industry, which in turn will take out the farmers and hurt them. You could use that angle on the Democrats.
And that's a good angle, Lewis. I appreciate that. And you are right, by the way. That's certainly one of the ramifications, although there are even more grave ones. So I appreciate that. And then your first point, I'm sorry, what was your first point?
Have you read the TPP yet?
Oh, the TPP, yeah. No, the TPP's not done yet. So we'll get a chance to go down. Although the draft is available, and I did schedule time to go down and look at the draft a couple of weeks ago. But they're still, of course, negotiating the TPP, and when it's all final, of course, not only will I have seen it, but the entire world will get to see it for 60 days. It's interesting. There's a little rally going on just across the street from my office here on TPP and its ramifications for human trafficking in Malaysia. And I stopped to take a look at some of their information because there are lots of ramifications when you start dealing with different cultures and a lot of issues. It's not just a matter of selling agricultural products. There's a lot at stake. So, to
Lewis's point, what worries you most for the North Dakota role, which is a big, 20th largest producer in the world of oil and gas production in North Dakota right now. What most worries you about the impacts to that from the Iran deal?
Well, specifically to the North Dakota economy, the fact that Iran would put, they could ramp up rather quickly, in fact, very quickly, almost instantly, they'd have 700,000 more barrels of oil in the global marketplace. And And, Scott, I think it's important for people to understand it's not just a matter of us lifting the sanction to sell Iranian oil. And this is an important point because our real unilateral power, even without Russia and China or anybody else for that matter, is that 50% of the banking in this world runs through the United States. And it's our banking and our financial embargoes and that really put the squeeze on so that other countries aren't able to purchase Iranian oil. That's why we as an individual country have so much power. And so 700,000 more barrels per day in the global marketplace will obviously drive down the price of oil, much like the Arabs are doing now. And we could, if we could sell into that same marketplace and you'd have a wide open free global marketplace, then the market would find the most efficient price and it would force the producer to find the most efficient means of production. And so that's specifically North Dakota. But that, in my mind, is minor compared to the national security challenges that it presents.
Thanks for the call, Lewis. Good questions. Kurt Bismarck for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Kurt. Hey, guys. I was just recently leaving the airport here in D.C., and there was a magazine cover. It had three individuals on the magazine cover, Ted Nugent, Donald Trump, and Kid Rock. And the title said, American Patriots. Drives me nuts. You know that Ted Nugent and Donald Trump, between the two of them, have 9 deferments to go to Vietnam. What's wrong with this country? Yeah. We have moved the word patriot so low. The bar is so low. If you just get on a microphone and scream something, you're a patriot. Makes me sick.
Kurt, just out of curiosity, do you remember what the magazine was?
Some guns and ammo type thing.
Oh, sure.
But just to see somebody that we are so easily to call ourselves patriot.
Yeah.
When I grew up, a patriot was a combat veteran. Somebody that actually did something, just didn't use words. And there on this magazine, we got two guys, Ted Nugent, 4-time deferment to Vietnam, Donald Trump, 5 times deferment to Vietnam, and we're looking at this guy to be our commander-in-chief. What a upchuck.
Yeah. Well, you raise great points, Kurt, and I share your view that in many respects our standards for patriotism have been altered. But at the same time, I think this is what's valuable about, of course, doing talk radio and about you being able to come on with me, and is that we can have these discussions and then we can determine who the patriots are. But you're right, we yield a lot of our thinking sometimes to different publications and whatnot, but it's still America. We still get to do it, and you get to raise the point, and I think that probably a lot of people listening agree with you. I appreciate that.
Let's go out to Orange County. David.
Actually, it's Barnes County.
Oh, Barnes County. Okay, well, good.
That's a lot like North Dakota.
Yeah, I was a little concerned that we might have somebody from the land of flakes and nuts, but that's a whole other show. Anyway, go ahead, David.
That would be nice per time. Yeah. Anyway, Scott, you're wrong about Donald Trump. I think he's in there having a whole lot of fun, doing a job that needs to be done, kicking butt on establishment Republicans to be really, really nice about it. And, Kevin, I got a real problem with you. You lie like a Democrat, and I don't think
give me an example.
An example would be your comment on the Convention of the States.
Mm-hmm.
You said something to the effect that it could be taken over, and anybody who listens to Mark Levin or read his book knows that isn't true. You also said the Republicans have never voted for keeping Obamacare, and since it's been passed into law, they've done virtually nothing but support Obamacare, despite all that smoke and mirrors. Voting to repeal it, something they knew would never happen with their vote anyways. And there's many other cases. You lied about Mark.
Hold on, let me stop you saying. So would you rather that we vote not to repeal Obamacare, or would you prefer the government? You know, there was a whole government shutdown over the repeal of Obamacare.
Well, shut it down for 40 years if that's what it takes.
Uh-huh. And veterans not get paid, seniors not get their Social Security checks, highways not get built.
That's another lie. That's another flat-out lie. None of that happened when it was shut down before.
Actually, it did, but okay.
Well, you're partially right on that, but Social Security checks went out.
Mm-hmm. But you're making accusations that I lied about something, and I'm still waiting to hear about what specifically did I lie about.
Well, you lied about Martha Vince telling your fellow Republicans or some of your fellow Republicans that he agreed with them and that he had to entertain his audience. Oh, come on. Anybody who's listened to any tech to Mark Levin knows that isn't true.
How well do you know Mark Levin? I mean, don't get me wrong. I find him extremely entertaining. Let me just give one little Mark Levin anecdote that I watched him on one of the TV shows and enjoyed him a lot. But he was very critical. I think it was critical of the Supreme Court. And then he talked about how great Ronald Reagan was. And I thought Mark Levin advised Ronald Reagan on Anthony Kennedy being on the Supreme Court, and he's become the liberal swing vote. I'm cool with that. I'm okay, you know, with that. In his business is different than my business. He's there to provoke thought. He writes good books. A lot of what he does is really, really good. But at the same time, we have to be a little bit honest about the fact that he was in the Reagan administration. Reagan was the first person to provide amnesty for illegal immigrants, and every president since has been doing it. And he put Anthony Kennedy on the United States Supreme Court, and consequently we have Obamacare, and states have almost no rights. So, you know, that was Mark Levin. He was there at the scene, but he kind of wants, he gets it both ways. I get that. I'm good with it. He provides, he puts himself out there in the public arena and does a lot of good stuff, but he's not perfect.
Appreciate the call, David. Thank you very much. Let's see. We're going to go to, is it Counter County? Where are you calling from, Charlie?
Counter County.
Okay, we're having a tough time today with the translations here. Go ahead.
Kevin's been there once in a while. I want to commend you on
I was just at the Sonic Station a couple of weeks ago, in fact, buying snacks so I could make my way all the way across on Highway 2.
Highway 2 is a dangerous highway to drive on.
Yeah.
No, but what I want to say is I'm really happy for what you say and do, because you've let three of us now make comments on the air, our freedom of speech.
Sure.
But a couple of us haven't been quite sure, because you asked about the magazine and the guy told you one, but now we have said something we're not sure about because we don't have the magazine in our hand.
Sure.
And the other guy before, you know, he was blaming you for things. Probably doesn't even know what he's talking about, but you gave him the right to do it. So I appreciate what you do. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Good to hear from
that's the beauty of this format, actually.
Yeah, appreciate it very much.
There are many people in the world that would love this to have this opportunity, and that's why I wish we appreciated the debate a little more than we do. And the political correctness thing really has gotten so far out of hand that I can't say anything bad about a liberal, and a liberal's not allowed to say anything bad about me because it's so easy to we love to be offended. In fact, Scott, one of the things, and I've been speaking to high school students especially in college groups. This notion that being offended is like the highest aspiration of the American dream, it just gags me to think that we're supposed to be offended all the time. That's designed to make us into victims and to strive for victim status. That doesn't get anybody a job. It doesn't give anybody a position.
All right, let's go to one of the off-air calls. A bunch of those coming in here. Roll that, Todd.
Good morning, Congressman Kramer. Good morning, Scott. Todd. Congressman Kramer, you just mentioned something about human trafficking. Okay, how about Planned Parenthood selling body parts from the aborted babies that they harvest? How about that for human trafficking? And that's not in a different culture, that's in our culture. And speaking of cultures, we need to read a couple of books. Mexifornia by Victor Hanson Davies, and Ann Coulter's book, Adios, America.
All right, Gene, thanks for the reading recommendations, and we'll get Congressman Kramer to answer that question on the other side of the break. Tom Valley City, Rob Bismarck, Raymond St. John, Sally Grand Forks, we know you're there. We're going to do our best to get to all of you here. Stay tuned. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listen to your radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. They're waiting for you to call to get that two-for-one deal. You just got to tell them promo code Scott. Folks, this is a 10-year warranty on it. This is pennies a night for fabulous sleep. No more snoring. You're going to sleep like a baby. You're going to love it. 800-506-9028 or promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. All right, Congressman Kevin Cramer, last segment of the Talk Radio Town Hall. It'll have to be the lightning round here. The caller before the break said, what are we going to do about Planned Parenthood harvesting organs, pro-choice, pro-life? You cannot look at this and say, This is not the America I know. What do we do about it?
Scott, I've been amazed that many pro-choice people have defended it. I can hardly even believe it. Never mind that it's illegal, period. Plain, simple, illegal against the law, even in this culture. But the description over sipping of wine, of crushing a baby's head while you try to keep the heart and the liver intact because, you know, that's more valuable in the marketplace. It's pathetic. It's sick. And so we've already, several times, I've voted to defund Planned Parenthood, and we're going to get lots of opportunities over the course of the next several weeks. And we're going to have a number of hearings. Two are already planned, one, I think, in the Judiciary Committee and one in the committee that I'm on, Energy and Commerce, where we have requested that that same doctor who was caught in the first video, Planned Parenthood does not want to send her. We're probably going to subpoena her if they don't and get to the bottom of it. But the good news is that the revelation is taking place, Scott. That's the good news. The good news is that the very dark, dark reality of this industry is being revealed by the industry itself. And it should wake up a lot of people to just how deep this valley is.
The president yesterday made a speech to the VFW in which he said, we've made real progress on veterans care. We've got a new VA secretary in McDonald that is bringing, quote, energetic new leadership. He's working to hold people accountable. We're focused on this at the highest levels. Patient safety, a top priority. Is the record match that rhetoric?
Not even close. Real progress. But the VA can't even tell you how many people died while they were waiting for health care. Two lower-level employees have been fired for the wait time manipulations after all of this. So they're clearly not dealing with it. In fact, wait times have increased 50%. The backlog has increased 50% since the scandal broke. So obviously they're not. Obviously they're not making progress. And on it goes. We've increased the budget tremendously to try and help out. Even with that, they've not been able to catch up. The reality is that they have a cultural problem. They have an accountability problem. They do not have a money problem. So if patient priority is a top priority, I don't know why there are 120 previously unpublished investigations that have found problems at the VA medical centers, ranging from malpractice and patient safety concerns to mismanagement, corruption. It's just awful. So we need new leadership at the top.
All right, folks, let's get to the phones, and we need to go quick. We have literally 2.5 minutes here left, so if you just quickly ask your question, we'll ask Congressman Cramer to give a quick answer and try to get to as many of you as possible. Deb in Bismarck, go ahead.
Hi, speaking of the VA, I'm wondering why it's taking so long for the extended veterans bill for nursing homes to take so long to get past committee.
And I don't know the answer to that. I can certainly follow up on it, except to say that it's we've already passed the budget, the appropriations, and we've already got the bill dropped. I don't know why it's still in committee. It's not my committee, but let me follow up, check it out and follow up and see where it is in the queue.
Okay.
All right, we'll make a note to bring that up next week, Deb, okay? Rev, if you could make a note, we'll bring that up early. Tom, Valley City for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, hi, Congressman. Just curious, what is the prevalent thought amongst the leadership in Congress why the Iran deal is not a treaty requiring two-thirds consent by the Senate than an executive agreement?
Yeah, very, very good question, very good point. It's not because it's not declared a treaty. It wasn't declared a treaty. And by the way, Tom, this is one of the finer points that don't get talked about a lot. The reality is that this deal can be overturned by the next president in a heartbeat. In fact, I would even submit to you that if the Congress passes a motion or a resolution of disapproval and it fails to override a presidential veto, that act in and of itself will have impact. Because the rest of the world, nobody's confined to this deal because of it. In fact, it's a lack of a treaty. Now, to the degree the United Nations can police it, give me a break. But you raise a very important point. It is not a treaty because it wasn't declared a treaty and doesn't fall under the same jurisdiction as a treaty and consequently didn't need the two-thirds vote. But we will still have, no doubt, a vote on a resolution to disapprove.
Raymond in St. John, 20 seconds for your question.
You're right.
Ray, are you there? Raymond waited all that time. And we ran out of time.
Why bother?
Yeah, exactly right. Sally, Grand Forks, real quick. Literally 10 seconds now.
Well, I think that the Iran deal, if you want to call it that, has gone beyond
just bad judgment. I think it's in the realm of treason, and I think it's time to entertain impeachment.
All right. What about that idea?
Well, because there would be nothing in the Iran deal that would be that would meet the qualifications for impeachment because there's no law that has been broken. The president, even under our Constitution, has the opportunity and the authority to negotiate and engage in these kinds of deals. It's our job now to do our part on the congressional side and have a motion or a resolution, if you will, to disapprove. But again, you know, we elect this guy twice. This is a guy, by the way, in his first few weeks of office, went and apologized in the Middle East for America. He chose the wrong side, or basically no side, and chose not to intervene on a corrupt election in Iran. And when freedom fighters and young Western-oriented young people in Iran protested a corrupt election and looked to the United States for support, he turned the other way. So we shouldn't have been surprised when he was reelected. That
you're depressing me now. You're depressing me with that laundry list. Out of time, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye. Price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks, and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. Valleyimports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.